This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Monte. President Bush says he wants to reform the tax code in his second term. That goal is complicated, not to mention politically explosive. And as a first step, he appointed a panel chaired by former Republican Senator Connie Mack of Florida. Mack says the goal is to eliminate tax breaks, but end up collecting the same amount of tax money as before.
Everything's on the table. There were some priorities that were established by the president, fairness, simplicity, growth. There were some principles that were established in the sense of come back with a plan that's revenue neutral, be sensitive to issues such as home ownership and charitable giving. There was a requirement also that one of the proposals that we should come back with would be starting with the present tax code, how you would reform it. So outside of that, everything's on the table.
Although you've already mentioned some very major limitations. Don't get rid of the deduction for home mortgages, which is the biggest deduction that there is. Don't get rid of billions and billions of dollars in charitable contributions.
Yeah, let me just, the language, what it really said to us is be sensitive to it. It didn't say you can't touch those issues, but everybody knows that they're two very, very important issues from a political perspective. So obviously we're going to be sensitive to that.
The tax panel will also consider what to do about the alternative minimum tax. That part of the code was meant to prevent people with high incomes from taking too many tax breaks, but it does not account for inflation, so it is affecting millions of middle-class families. Former Louisiana Senator John Breaux is the Democratic vice chairman of the tax panel, and he also joined our discussion.
Senator Mack and I both recognize the huge problem that it is in terms of complexity, in terms of really reaching in areas that it was never intended by Congress. This was something that was going to be affecting only the very wealthy, and now it's affecting middle and moderate income people. So I think we're clearly going to address it. It was going to be discussed and debated.
When you talk about fairness, I mean, the cost or the number or the impact that this has on people year after year after year from now and, let's say, over the next 10 or 15 years is enormous.
Well, not to get too caught up in this one issue, but if you're going to, in effect, lower the taxes of people who are facing this alternative minimum tax, aren't you going to have to raise taxes on somebody else?
Well, that's the real challenge we were talking about. I mean, you're talking about fixing the AMT. The suggestions are it could cost as much as $1.2 trillion over 10 years. So if we are going to recommend making major changes in that area, where are the revenues going to come from? I tell you, though, that with the complexity of the tax code, I mean, if we come up with something that's a solid recommendation, there will be arguments that we can generate additional revenues by simplifying the tax code to a large degree and creating more economic growth.
You said simplifying the tax code. That means going after tax breaks that various corporations or even individuals have had over time. What seem to be some areas that would be vulnerable, or perhaps the other way to think of it is as ripe for getting rid of a tax break?
Well, let me just name two or three. Anybody who's interested in this discussion can look at all of the charts that have been put together over the years and can draw conclusions. They can range from health care to home mortgage, which we already talked about, charitable contributions, Social Security. Half of it's taxed, half of it's not taxed. I mean, you can go on and on and name.
One of the things on that area that
state and local
we're
taxes
discussing.
Could be another.
State and local taxes, those are currently deducted from your federal taxes.
Right.
That's something you might look at ending that deduction.
Well, I think going back to how we started this conversation, everything is on the table.
Former Senator John Breaux, the reason that Senator Mack has been a little reluctant, understandably so, to mention specific groups is because any group that has a tax break is going to fight very hard to keep it. How would you persuade somebody who's very powerful, who has very powerful supporters on Capitol Hill, to give up a tax break?
Well, you have to be able to convince them that, number one, that they could possibly be better off without that if we do other things that benefit them in other ways in the tax code. I mean, if you take something away, you have to be able to show that there's a reason for doing it and that you're replacing it with something that, on the overall big picture, could be ultimately even better for the economy and ultimately for them as well.
There are going to be groups that are going to come up short, and I don't care how good you are at persuasion, there are going to be some that you just that you're not going to be able to satisfy.
Former Senators Connie Mack of Florida and John Breaux of Louisiana will spend the next several months leading a panel on tax reform.